abuses I experienced in California. I'm not really bragging, but I was a class representative on a very significant labor law case in California where I just started reading the law online and found that the law was very protective, but the enforcement was very nil. And I also want to thank you so much for beginning to take the toll of domestic violence, stalking, and harassment on persons very seriously as an issue with sick needs. And I think I have something more to say, but thank you so much. This means a great deal to me. Thank you.
I think that does complete all the public testimony. Don't know if there's any council requests for staff, given both the hour and the comprehensiveness of the hearing. Maybe not. So I think we'll just ask for council comments before we close the public hearing. So, Commissioner Fish, any comments before we close?
You know, since the hour is late, we're going to a final vote next week. I think I'll just reserve my comments to them there. Okay. Also, we're currently not on TV.
Oh, gosh. Well,
oh, that gets me
out of here.
We have been, someone in my office was watching and said we've been preempted by something that happened a week ago. So in terms of public comments, I'd like to wait so that we're actually being broadcast.
All right. So,
could you indicate a general sense of whether you're going to support it or not?
I indicated at the beginning of this process that I thought I would be surprised if the council did not cast a 5-0 vote, and I have remained confident throughout, and I will proudly cast my vote in favor of this legislation and thank my colleagues for the work they did to ably bring together a lot of different voices and interests in crafting this legislation.
Dan, any comments now?
I'll keep everybody in suspense a week. No, I'm pleased to support this, and thank Commissioner Fritz for her leadership.
I just want to say that it's an honor to serve with Commissioner Fritz and to observe her heroic efforts on that issue, and it's an honor to serve with Commissioner Saltzman, who has acted as Batman to her Superwoman over the past several weeks.
Now there's a new label.
And I'm pleased to vote aye.
Not voting yet.
That's right, sorry.
The history will record he cast the first vote.
Amanda, would you like to say?
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you all of you who've stayed to this late hour. Thank you, Susan, especially for your compelling testimony, and Ian Rizzo. This is why we're doing this. This is why this is important. And this is why we have worked so hard, and Andrea Peluso and the coalition that have worked on this for so long. There's too many to name, and yet you will know their names because you've become friends over the course of doing this heroic work. And I'm so grateful to be on the council here in March. We would have passed it. Let the record show that it had support with Mayor Adams and Commissioner Leonard. So this is something that we could have done in a very rushed and hurried process at the end of last year, and we chose not to because we wanted to have this kind of thoughtful debate. I commend Commissioner Saltzman for coming up with the task force idea. It succeeded beyond, I think, probably either of our wildest dreams, certainly mine. But it was a great process, as we heard, and thank you again, Karen, for being part of that and for staying till the end of the hearing also. March 7th is a particularly momentous day for me. 25 years ago, my second son was born. And in fact, he called me in the middle of the hearing. I'm texting him back, kind of busy. 94 years ago, my chief of staff's father, Elwood Rizzo, was born. And so it's particularly momentous to me that we had this hearing today, looking back in the past, looking back at the labor laws that can't believe we don't already have this already, which is what we've heard from a lot of folks. But looking towards my son and hopefully someday my grandchildren, who will live in a better world because of what we're doing here today and what we will do next week, I ask you, go home, write to your state representative and write to your state senator. Send them a handwritten note. That's what they like. And tell them that you want them to support it, because we want this to be passed at the national level, never mind at the local level. I know that you're not going to stop working any more than I am. We have a lot of work ahead of us. We're going to do a lot of administrative rules. If indeed we go ahead and do it here, there will be a thorough public process. In fact, those who have said there's not enough process this time, they're going to be begging us to stop the process.
That's happened before.
So I'm proud to serve on this board with two new colleagues and two respected friends who've been with me over the last 4 years, and with my staff and others who, this is why we're here. This is why we're all here at this time right now. And thank you so much for the work that you do.
Thanks, Amanda. Well, Just some thanks and reflections from me. Again, I want to thank you two for taking this issue to another level of engagement and refinement. And I want to appreciate the involvement from the task force members, some of whom are still here and many of whom we've heard from. I think we did improve this, and we did it in the Portland way of trying to get as close to consensus as possible on a difficult issue. Just a couple of reflections. I was thinking about other examples where Portland has been a leader, and then things have gone on from there. And I deeply respect the state legislature, and in fact, I'm very happy about some of what the state legislature is doing now. I think we're finally going to achieve a level of school funding in this state, thanks to leadership in the state legislature that all of us have been advocating for, and a lot of other people here, that we deserve and should have as a state. So I commend the leadership that we see down there this session. But waiting for the state legislature to act is not always the best strategy. And when I first started looking at this issue, I did wonder a bit about that question. But if you think about cases where we've exercised local leadership, I think this fits into that long train of issues where Portland has made a difference. If we'd waited for the state to act, we might still be smoking in this building or in the restaurant across the street. If we'd waited for the state to act first, domestic partners might not enjoy health benefits. And if we'd waited for the state to act first, there wouldn't be 1 foot of light rail in the city of Portland or most other places that have now followed our lead. So there are times where I think the city really can exercise a beneficial impact on the state debate, and I think that's what we're doing here. And secondly, I really appreciate the somewhat frustrated but nevertheless helpful involvement of business people in this discussion. I spent the last 10 years in business working for a progressive company that actually at the height of the recession was laying people off, and that was so painful to us that the whole company, from the president to the most entry-level employee, took a pay freeze to try to minimize those layoffs. So I understand that getting through tough times in business is tough. And we're still in tough times. And in fact, for this city as a municipal corporation, as our HR director pointed out, this is going to cost us at a time when dollars are very scarce here. But it's still the right thing to do. And I deeply care about the prosperity of this city. I literally wake up every day thinking about how that we capitalize on the good things that are starting to happen in our economy and make sure that this is a more prosperous city. And there are good days ahead. There are good signs, even in our own permit center or in the conversations that each of us are having with business leaders who are going to invest in this community, create more family wage jobs. So I'm very optimistic about the future. But the question for us as a city is, are we going to be part of a race to the bottom and exacerbate that economic inequality that you just described, or are we going to build a prosperous future for a broad middle class in the city? And this policy, I think, very much takes us in that right direction. So I look forward to next week's final vote on a long piece of work that's been improved by the length of that work, and I'm happy to say we will set this over for second reading and action a week from today. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dan, well said. Well done.
Yeah, because they're not all going to come back.
Yeah.